शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग एंड स्पेशल वेलकम टू बाबा'स एंजल्स फॉर दिस एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन सेशन ऑन experiencing being lost in Baba's love using the 8 forms of Baba. There could be many multiple forms, but I have chosen mainly 8 forms. White light kijiye please. So we will explore the 8 forms today. As we know that out of the 4 subjects that we study in Raja Yoga, yoga is a very important subject. But many times Baba's children complain to Baba, Baba, I cannot have yoga. So Baba says, okay, don't use the word yoga. Use the word remembrance. Because relationship and remembrance are two sides of the same coin. And relationship is life. We are always in relationship with one or the other. And so remembrance is also based on relationship and love. And so when we approach the subject of yoga in the form of remembrance, we can make it, first of all, easy, constant, and natural. And that is why Baba very often says that don't use the word yoga. And now what is remembrance actually? Baba's remembrance. We are now focusing on remembering Baba. So remembering Baba is of two folds. One is actually, who am I? Because it is always important. It's always important to become aware of who am I. And then the second aspect is who I belong to. That is Dadi Janki's mantra. Main kaun, mera kaun. Who am I and who I belong to. That is remembrance. If you can go into the depth of these two mantra, you are in remembrance. And of course, I would say that remembrance of Baba can be in many ways. For example, if you begin remembering Baba, remembering his name, going to the depth of his name, Shiva, is okay. If you begin to remember Baba in his form, and go into the depth, dive into the depth of the point, that's okay. That is also remembrance. Or thirdly, if you remember Baba, where he lived, in his home, that is also remembrance. And remembrance of Baba by remembering the task, occupation. Remover of sorrow, giver of happiness, that is also remembrance. And remembering his personality, ocean of love, ocean of peace, means you can approach any way, doesn't matter. There is not a, you know, strong rules that you have to start from this point only. Because sometimes some souls become confused, you know, but you will come back to the same remembrance of the one. So make it easy for yourself. And from my experience, Baba has spoken this also. Remembrance of Baba is three types. One is when we are sitting in the remembrance of Baba, some of us are struggling. Struggling remembrance, battling remembrance. You know, we remember Baba 1 minute, another thought will come, another thought will come, chase away, another thought will come. It's a kind of struggle. Second type of remembrance is natural. Because you begin with soul consciousness, and so the remembrance becomes natural. Because when you are soul conscious, you cannot think of anybody else. Who is there for the soul? When you think of yourself as a body, there are hundreds of people, hundreds of relationships. But as a soul, there is none. You can try. It comes back to only Baba. Just like I would always give the example, if you consider yourself to be a patient, whom would you remember naturally? Doctor. If you remember yourself to be a student, whom would you remember? Teacher. Natural, isn't it? If you are remembering yourself to be a child, you will remember your parents. So that is how it is. When I am thinking of myself as a soul, I am soul conscious, I will remember my supreme soul. That is why they say in science, opposite pole attracts. But in spirituality, like attracts like. So when you are soul conscious, you are remembering the supreme soul who is like you. So that is second type, natural. But what we want to experience today is the third category. And in Hindi, we call it as satane wali yaad, troublesome remembrance. Sounds okay? Good? Baba's remembrance, troublesome. What it means, I want to forget, I cannot forget Baba. You know, Baba's remembrance is so frequent, it's just coming and coming, I just cannot forget. I just cannot move away from Baba's sight. Anybody has that experience? Today in yoga, I really was satane wali yaad, troublesome remembrance. That is when we call fire of yoga. Somebody sent me an email today asking, what is the meaning of this song? Na wo hum se juda honge, na ulfat dil se nahi niklenge. That means I will not separate from you and not sorrow will not come into my heart. The love that is ignited in my heart can never be extinguished. So that is satane wali yaad. Once you have ignited that love in your heart, you just cannot extinguish. That is called lost. Yeah? So, I remembered one experience of one of the dadis in the yagya, you know, Dadi Hriday Pushpa with whom I lived. It's a real story. One day in the yagya, everybody was sleeping. 10 o'clock, light was off. So this dadi went to sleep, but Baba's remembrance was overflowing, like she couldn't sleep. So she got up and put an easy chair outside her room and sitting there, eyes closed, but tears were flowing. So much remembrance. So in Baba's room, this is what Baba says in the Murali sometimes, that many children, they disturb my sleep. Yeah, you have heard? Many children, they remember Baba so much that they disturb my sleep. So Baba said, go and look for this person who is troubling my sleep. So that Lachu Dadi took a torch and went around 300 people, everybody sleeping. one's bed was empty. So she came and told Baba. Baba said, bring that sister here. So she brought that sister in front of Baba in Baba's room. Baba did not speak. Responded to her love. Shiv Baba made an emergency landing at 12 o'clock midnight into Brahma Baba's body to give response to her. He has to leave Parandham and come. Just imagine, so much love, so much love. Baba couldn't resist. You know, that is what sometimes Baba says, you remember Baba so much, so much, so much, that Baba cannot resist without remembering you. That is a really wonderful experience. You know, just imagine if God is remembering me out of millions of souls, how is that current? So this sister got the response, and then Baba said, okay, ask her to go and go take her back to the room. Why I share these experiences, this is what is necessary to really create that fire of love where our sins are being destroyed. You know, instantly it goes into my subconscious mind, it stirs. But who can have that troublesome remembrance? Someone who has all relationships, all attainments from one Baba, and the one who lives in Baba's world. Baba is their world. There is no other world. You know? So when I remember one sister was asking Dadi Gulzar, why Baba loves you so much? Dadi said, because Baba is my sansar and Baba is my sanskar. You know, that means Baba is my world and Baba is in my sanskar. So that is why there is nobody else in my life except Baba. So why not Baba love me so much? So remember that. Make Baba your world. And live in Baba's world. You get lost. You know, you get lost. But for that, of course, I need to step away from this world. I need to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest so that I don't see any essence in this world. And in other words, I would say that to make Baba my part and parcel of my life. You know, live in Baba's world means Baba is the part and parcel of my life. There is none except Baba. Because Dadi Gulzar was saying once, where will the mind and intellect go? It has only two places to go. The mind goes to relationship out of attachment. The intellect goes to, you know, physical things because of desires. So if you have all attainments from Baba and all relationships with Baba, there is no margin. So tapasya is actually intense remembrance, which means my body, my mind, my intellect, my heart, all together merged in Baba. So Baba is my world. You know? So this is why, unless we taste the sweetness of Baba's remembrance, so we are not able to let go of so many things. No, every time Baba reminds us, he is so sweet, he is so high, he is so gentle, he is so powerful. But have I experienced his power? Have I eaten his sweetness, tasted the sweetness of Baba? Have I, you know, tasted the love of Baba? So this is important. Feeling is important, not seeing. So this is why this evening, what I chose was about eight forms, because each form, of course, is not much difference, but if you approach it in that way, you know, in the soul world, Baba always says, remember Shiv Baba in the soul world. That is Manmanabha. So today we are going to do that. You know, remembering Shiv Baba in the soul world in 8 forms. I'm just mentioning you the forms that we are going to take up today. And we will continue continuous commentary with a pause in between. So that you don't, you make sure that your mind and intellect, you close all the 3 doors that you have and keep one-way traffic. So all the thoughts will flow through that thought. And I say close the 3 doors, I mean the consciousness of the body, the consciousness of bodily relations, the consciousness of worldly objects. 3 doors closed and locked. Right? So only one way, and that is Baba. So all the thoughts will go towards Baba and go straight to the soul world today. So that is our aim, so that 2 hours constantly we can experience different forms and taste the different sweetness of his different form. So what I'm going to take up these forms, alpha point, incorporeal stage, Baba the sun, the ocean, the star, the seed form, the light form, and lastly, point form. Many of them sound similar, but they are different. You know, when you go into the experience, the depth of experience, it is different. Okay? So are you ready for the journey? So don't write anything. You put your heads down and just feel it. You feel like you are in a laboratory, a spiritual laboratory, and you are experimenting with these ingredients to see to what extent you are able to, use your energy of the mind and intellect and give order, and to what extent they follow. So as it was mentioned, you can get whatever you want later, but now just focus on experiencing. And experience, once I'm able to feel it, I can immerse that experience again and again. So let us begin. So we will have red light for the rest of the time in our journey. And so just to follow the thoughts that I'm going to speak, my request is that try to use your mind and intellect actively in these exercises. Mind is the screen to create image. And intellect is the awareness that understands the image. And so if you actively use your mind and intellect together, you will definitely create an experience. Okay? So let us begin. Lal light kar dijiye. The alpha point. Imagine a huge unlimited space far beyond this world of time and matter and actions. A world of golden silence, not a drop of sound. A land of permanent peace and freedom. This is the world of eternity, silent, unchanging. In this world lives a point of conscient energy, eternally bodiless. A pure being. This point of pure, benevolent and all-knowing energy is radiating light. This is the Alpha point. This is God. This is Shiv Baba. I, the soul, see myself in the presence of the Alpha point. A perfect, absolute being of light, the source. In the sweet silence region, in this eternal, benevolent being exist all qualities I need. I, the soul, connect myself with this Alpha point, God, the Supreme. I am being filled with the authentic qualities. I stay connected, allowing this authentic qualities of God. To be filled into myself. Having been filled, with these authentic, eternal qualities, I become godlike. And these benevolent rays of light together with Alpha Point envelop the world. In this region of light with the Alpha Point, experiencing my intrinsic authentic qualities in the emerged form. I have become equal to Baba. From the soul world, I, the being of light, incarnate into my body, my vehicle, and spread these vibrations into the whole blue-green planet. I realize my authentic, intrinsic qualities of I, the soul. I feel strong and powerful, being real. Absorb this experience in silence and let it become part of you. Incorporeal stage. As I sit here in this silent atmosphere, a silent invocation to go upwards, to join the realms of absolute peace and love pulls me. I see myself floating in my eternal form, full of peace, love and light, beyond this corporeal world, leaving the blue-green planet, going even beyond the subtle regions, entering into the dimension of golden red light. I, the being of light, I am surrounded by the infinite light of this region of golden red light, sweet silence home. I feel the belonging. I experience myself totally rested in my sweet home as a tiny being of light, so free, so light. In this incorporeal world, I see myself in the presence of the incorporeal being of light, the supreme light. I come closer and closer. I touch the light of God. I am connected. The Almighty Father is filling me with so much might. I become master, almighty authority in the presence of the Almighty Father. Enjoy this feeling of being Master Almighty Authority in the presence of the Almighty Authority. I, the being of light, I am full and complete. In my eternal form, I am experiencing deep silence filled with super sensuous happiness. The authentic nature of the soul in the soul world. I am lost in Baba. Enjoy these feelings of bliss in the depth of this light, the supreme light. Happiness beyond senses. Lost in the love of one. Baba has embraced me in his rays of loving light. And might. I have become one with Baba. It goes. The awareness of being, being me, myself, the real self. Having experienced the stage of being full, complete, wiseless, echoless, I, the soul, when one thought, I bring the consciousness back to this corporeal world of matter where I play my part as an actor on this drama stage. Being a master, using my body whenever I want, and detach whenever I want. And now I return to this body, being full, complete. From the incorporeal stage, let us experiment Baba as the sun of knowledge by becoming master, sun of knowledge, for the next 10 minutes. find this place of silence, I am reminded of my eternal identity in the center of my forehead. Immortal, imperishable, indestructible, invisible, indivisible, spark of light. With one thought, I move away from this vehicle of body into the world of living stars, the soul world. I see myself in the constellation of stars, like the incorporeal tree, there are many sparkling living stars like myself in this region of infinite light. And at the apex, I can see the superstar, like the sun, shining and radiating so much light. I am pulled by this special superstar, the Sun of Knowledge. I am drawn. I sit facing the Sun of Knowledge. Baba, the Sun of Knowledge is radiating, rays and rays filled with light and might. I, the living star, I am bathing in the rays of the Sun of Knowledge. These rays of light and might coming from the Sun of Knowledge is reaching deep into my subconscious mind. And cleansing removing all the darkness in the form of ignorance. I feel I am being cleansed totally with this spiritual rays of the sun of knowledge. I experience myself becoming brighter and lighter in the presence of the Sun of Knowledge. I enjoy this experience of bathing, being in front of the Sun of Knowledge, Baba, removing all the dirt accumulated over many years. I return to my authentic, eternal qualities of the soul. I return to my original, eternal nature in the presence of the Sun of Knowledge. Become Master, Son of Knowledge. Together with Baba, like a lighthouse, we spread this rays filled with peace, with love, with power out into the world. I enjoy this feeling. Of being light and spreading light from deep within. And these rays of light is reaching out to four corners of the world, removing the darkness in the form of ignorance. And slowly, a world of light is created. I stay with Baba, very close. Master, Son of Knowledge. Enjoying the warmth of love, filled with power in the soul world. the soul, a being of light, filled with light and might from the Sun of Knowledge. Return to this field of action. Perform actions with the light of knowledge. So that I can accumulate an account of charity in my account. In every action I perform. I am light. I feel light. And I give light. Baba's qualities are always compared to the ocean. Ocean has two specialities. Ocean is unlimited, and ocean means constantly bestowed over. One who can accommodate one of Baba's personality is ocean, a bestowed over, unending. Bestower. I can take as much as I want. So let us experience Baba as the ocean. The unlimited, unending giver. I am happy that I have made myself this valuable time for myself to be with Baba, the ocean. Once again, I become aware of my authentic self, of being a light, a tiny point, a spark. I am the master of this body, the sovereign. I can use my body whenever I want. I can detach whenever I want. So with one thought, I go beyond gravity. I go beyond the pull of this matter. I begin to fly beyond this cosmos. Into the dimension of golden red light. I am light, and I am surrounded by the gentle, infinite golden red light, like the sunrise. I absorb these sweet feelings of this region of light. Here I see myself in the presence of Baba, the unlimited ocean. The ocean of peace. I am experiencing waves of peace. Emerging from the ocean of peace, I, the soul, I am bathing in the waves of the ocean. I become Master Ocean of Peace myself. I continue to experience the waves of peace washing over me. I also discover the love deep in this ocean of peace. God's love coming through the waves of peace envelops me like a child lost for a long time. I cling on to Baba. Ocean of love, and I am experiencing being lost in the ocean of love. Me and my Baba are combined. Within this love, I feel the forgiveness, the merciful love of the ocean, a motherly love that touches the soul. I remain lost in the love of the ocean, feeling motherly love, which I have been seeking for a long time. Baba, the ocean of love has forgiven me. The ocean of love is showering so much of mercy that I begin to return. To my original form. Stay this experience of being lost in the ocean of motherly love, a love filled with mercy and forgiveness. Like a child in the lap of the mother. Baba, my spiritual parent, has accepted me as I am, what I am and who I am. Savor motherly love. The power that sustains the soul. Diving deep into the ocean, allows me to recognize my own intrinsic nature of love. I am a being of love. With this awareness, I constantly give, bestow love to all. Remain lost for a while in this ocean, feeling the warmth, the love, peace, and power of the ocean. Thank you. after filling myself unlimited love, selfless love, unconditional love from the ocean. I, the soul, being of love, I come onto the corporeal world to share this God's love with everyone I meet. So the thirst of love of souls can be quenched. Baba has made me an instrument to share his love with this world, my family. Continue to spread these vibrations of love of the ocean as we move along.